also put in a special emphasis, and this was my own initiative, to an extra effort aside from all my regular responsibilities, putting that extra effort in and bringing Latino students and making sure that they were coming to the New Mandalay College of Loyola. Therefore, in the part-time division, which is Mandalay College, we were able to always have a good percentage of Latinos, and I think that has a lot to do with the effort to do that. Otherwise, you know, it's hard for some reason still, you know, for many Latinos, it's like they don't think of Loyola as the first choice. They think of some of the other colleges. They think of Northeastern, they think of some of the other universities, but it has a lot to do with, like, in many instances, the percentage of Latinos attending, number of Latino professors, you know, hired. That has a lot to do with this minority population. We had to work twice to make sure that our presence was, you know, at community colleges, community organizations representing Loyola, and it was quite a lot of hard work in convincing, you know, the deans. I mean, not the first dean, she right away saw the benefits, but later on, new deans or acting deans that were not familiar with, you know, all the Latino culture. So was my position after from 91 to 96. In 96, I wanted to really do something different. You know, after you've been doing like the same set of responsibilities for so long, or at least in my case, there is something about like every 5 years. So I wanted to change. And this opportunity came up here with the Instituto Hispano, although it's a position on soft monies. There is still a great deal of uncertainty about the future, but we're hoping that something will happen and we will be able to have this position permanent because of the need to continue preparing and ministering to Latinos. But I'm working, I've been learning how to do development and fundraising. And after the first 2 years, this is the time when we are beginning to write grants. I already started, you know, writing grants. So we are hoping to be able to establish like an endowment so that we can add. There is not so much uncertainty like oh, we're going to help, you know, 4 or 5 students. What are the monies coming from? So that will give a peace of mind. And the Instituto Hispano has been around since the 70s. Since the 70s. Founded under Mandalay College, in Mandalay College, under the direction of Sister Carol Frances Jagan, who is one of our professors. IPS Spine, William Spine, who is the coordinator of the Instituto now. Again, we have very few resources. Okay, no money, but we have a lot of hope. Mm-hmm. I think that, I don't know what other questions you have.
Just looking to see if you had any memories, recollections of Consuelo Martin, Josephine Malone, or John Michael Dee.
Okay, let's see, Consuelo. Consuelo sounds familiar. Consuelo.
I have no okay, idea. Let's see. That's sort of, I think, why we're looking.
Josephine Malone. John Michael. It sounds so familiar, but no, I wouldn't be able to, you know, exactly tell you about them individually. They sound like, I think, if I remember correctly, very active. I think they were students, and I think they were very active in different, you know, committees, groups, projects. Mm-hmm. There is so many that it'd be hard to choose from. I would say one that surfaces, you know, all the time throughout, you know, my successes and my frustrations. I learned so much And personally, I was so, and this is funny, but you see, I attended schools that at times, you know, I mean, parochial schools for a brief time in my childhood. And I was so, always sort of intimidated a little bit, again, because of the respect stress in my culture towards, you know, like nuns, like sisters, I mean, nuns and priests. And it was such a wonderful training to work with them, because I was able to see their support, their compassion, their commitment, that at times when I would be ready to give up, you know, because of how frustrated we get in different positions, in many instances, when I would see them, that they had so much willingness to help people, I mean, this BBM, and they were so resourceful, even with few probably things, you know, within their reach. As a matter of fact, as of today, because of what I learned working closely with them, I'm very careful about like spending, you know, like paper, like being careful, because you become so aware that, and you usually you're not that aware out there, you know, in this world. So one of the things that constantly surfaces is the support, activity. So that was a training for me for my whole life that I have also passed on to my daughters. They picked up a lot of that. They've been very creative. They've been by themselves, you know, in foreign countries, learning the language. And at times, you know, many times you have to just, you know, do away with little. And I think they've been very creative. And I think I learned that from working with the sisters. And the love, I mean, there is so much given without, you know, expecting. Yeah, I felt very, very comfortable. To the point that as of today, I see the sisters and I feel like hugging them and, you know, and talking like without any much reservation. You don't do that around, you know, I mean, it's, you know, the real world.
A family.
Yeah, like a family, that's it. Family, exactly. So you truly adapted by, you know, adapted by back there recently to the archives. It touched a lot of good memories. When I was talking in high. The other aspect is, as a final comment, is I think they probably don't know the scope of, you know, the help that they gave and how far these women have gone. They touched these women's lives in so many ways that these women went back to their communities, and many of them got very good jobs. And that was like, you know, that gives a lot of satisfaction. Because you know that only having themselves, you know, a good job for their own immediate families, but also there is many that have looked at how they've done it. Like in my case, I mean, I was the first one going on to college. And then after me, it was like they would feel bad, you know, like all the other cousins and, you know, and brothers, like, oh, I have to do something. Not necessarily they were not able to finish a college education, but learning a trade. You know, bettering themselves in whatever way. So I would say that those are my comments. And any that it's hard to choose and just narrow down, you know, one or two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. One.